This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, a listener discovers her best holiday gift ever and power-packed travel tips to inoculate you against indulgence on the road, while, of course, having even more fun. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about changing the whole way that you think about weight loss. And more than that, the way that you think about food, about your body, the way that you see yourself. And why do we care about changing all these things? Because the weight struggle is a struggle. It stinks. It consumes huge amounts of our vitality, huge amounts of who we can be in the world. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say the weight struggle? I'm talking about all of that time we spend telling ourselves, oh, I wish I had done this. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I feel so guilty. Oh, my God, my thighs, they're so big. Cellulite. I'm just weak-willed. Oh, I got to have the chocolate cake. And so on and so on and so on. That, my friends, is the weight struggle. And it's the endless hope that we have that the next diet, the next food plan, the next exercise regime will somehow save us from ourselves. And unfortunately, each time with all of our hope and excitement, we try, we pour everything we have into it only to be disappointed and even more discouraged afterwards because yet again, something else hasn't worked. Bloody depressing, eh? That's what I think. And it's time to end it. Yes, end it. We can end the weight struggle. I don't care how much you weigh. If you're 100 pounds, 200, 300, 400, 500 pounds, I don't care. We can all end the weight struggle. We can all, and I'm warning you, this is a bit of a stretch, perhaps, from where you've been. We can all actually, yes, this is true, we can actually fall in love with our bodies. Our imperfect overweight bodies as they are now. And as we fall in love with our bodies, first, of course, we have to fall in appreciation of our bodies. I mean, obviously, we missed the love at first sight window, but we're going to have to do the slow build, you know? Maybe from worst enemy, dreaded rival, torturer, to someone that we know, that we feel neutral about, to someone that we can appreciate their positive qualities. There are a few in there. All of a sudden, we start to see that there are more and more positive qualities. Positive qualities of our imperfect bodies. I'm not talking about that body that you see in a magazine that you can be happy when you have that. I'm talking about the body you have today, the one with cellulite, love handles. That one. And you may not believe this fully just yet, but by falling in love with our bodies, and okay, maybe we need to start at falling in appreciation of our bodies transform. From that place, lasting weight loss can happen. Now, I'm not going to say it happens magically all the time. Sometimes it happens magically. With no further ado, there are definitely some specific steps, some tools that you'll want to lose to release the weight. But in order to be able to use those tools, in order for those tools to work, we have to start from that foundation of self-acceptance, self-appreciation, of feeling good right here and right now. Speaking of which, it would be a beautiful moment, don't you think, to go ahead and drop inside and become more and more present with your current experience. Take a moment to drop inside. Take a deep, full breath. And as you exhale, just allow any tension or tightness from your day to gently release. From everywhere that it's been in your body, simply letting go. Taking those few moments out of your day to be centered and present in the now. There'll be plenty of time for to-do lists, for obligations, for cares and concerns later, at another time. We're simply creating a little sanctuary in your day. Less than half an hour, we'll just call this sanctuary time. As you expand the present moment all around you, as if it were a big, beautiful space, your sanctuary space, in the current experience. And you can decorate your sanctuary any way that you like. You can make it a beautiful place in nature. Perhaps there's water present. Perhaps it's a cozy space that you already know. Whatever it looks like, whatever colors are present, smells, textures, feelings of this special place within you, allow yourself to sink down even deeper inside of your own personal paradise. Because who knew that here in paradise, here in your sanctuary, is where all the good, important stuff happens? I tell you, whoever designed that system knew what he or she was doing, don't you think? Very clever indeed. And now imagine that there's a beautiful energetic connection between your sanctuary and those sanctuaries of all of the other listeners of this podcast across space and time. Your sanctuary continues to be your space just for you. And yet there's a beautiful connection, an energetic connection between you and all of the other open-hearted, beautiful listeners from the past, present, and future. As you set your intent for this week's episode, for this week in your journey, it may simply be to serve your own highest good and that of those around you. And as you launch that intent out within this beautiful network of energy, of like-minded souls, notice how your intention joins with all of theirs. And you send them your support as you feel theirs come back to you magnified many, many times over. I'd like to share an insight that one of the Inside Out Weight Loss listeners sent to me. She writes, "Renee, I listen to your podcasts as often as I can, and every time there's something there for me. You talk a lot about being good to yourself and putting yourself first, which I find difficult being a mom. I was thinking about Christmas and what I'd like for a gift. I always pick something I need, and my husband picks a cool gift he wants. My thought was I should do something just for me that I want, be a little selfish. I started thinking, and the only thing that I truly want is a slender, healthy body. It then occurred to me, why not make that my gift to myself? It would be huge, the biggest gift I've ever given myself. So this year, I'm treating myself to a huge gift I've been wanting for years, a more slender and healthy body. It seems so exciting to think of it this way. Thank you so much for your help, Shannon." And thank you, Shannon, for sharing that. I love that perspective. Because indeed, what could be a bigger gift? Time to indulge yourself in slim and healthy. Ooh la la. We've been talking about how to travel as a naturally slender person. Because anything that changes our schedule where we don't have as much control perhaps as we usually have or don't have our routine can be challenging. And as it happens, I've actually been traveling since I recorded the last episode. And I wanted to share with you this funny story. One of the places that I went was L.A. to attend the premiere of the new movie called The Inner Way. Now, you'll be hearing more about this movie because I've actually interviewed both the person whose brainchild it was and one of the celebrity guests featured on the show, and those interviews will be running shortly on Inside Out Weight Loss. The Inner Way movie is all about how to use the law of attraction for weight loss. And there are about 19 experts interviewed, and guess who's one of them? So I had a grand old time going down for my first movie premiere. And the best part of it, I think, was meeting all of the other teachers. That was fantastic. But alas, I digress. We met at 5 p.m. on the evening of the premiere, and we spent some time chatting with one another, and then we went to the venue. I started chatting with people. At one point early in the evening, a small mini-size egg roll passed my way. I wasn't particularly interested in it. I thought there'd be more food later. But as it happens, that was it. That was the only food that came anywhere near me the entire night. And the plan was for us to leave at 9:30. So I thought, I guess I can wait till 9:30. I'm pretty darn hungry, though. And 9:30 comes and goes, and there's no movement to leave. The party's going strong. It was a blast. For a while, I thought, well, I'm just going to hang out and wait for us to go so I can go. Hopefully, there'll be the cafe at the hotel open so I can get something to eat. And I quickly realized that waiting to get back to the hotel was a really good way to miss all of the fun of the party and not be present. So I made a quick change of course. The music was playing and dancing was beginning. And I decided that I was just going to have as much fun as possible, given I had no control of when I left. And here I was at this fabulous event, full of cool people and dance music. Hello, what could be more fun? So I took matters into my own hands and started to have a great time. I chatted with people. I got on the dance floor. I danced away. I checked in with my body. Yes, it was hungry, but let's face it, starvation was not imminent. And as soon as I became focused on being present and having a good time with these amazing people, because I can tell you, everybody associated with that movie is pretty darn amazing. We're talking heart-centered, spirit-connected people who are in it for the passion. And very quickly, I forgot all about the food. Until gone 11 p.m. and it was time to go. And I thought, you know, for sure, the hotel cafe is going to be closed by now. And I decided, I made a conscious decision to relax and trust that I'd be fine whatever happened. And I continued to have a good time with all of the people there. We got back to the hotel. It took us a long time for, it was a big group, to figure out where the heck we could go. But it turns out other people were hungry too. So we went to a nearby 24-hour diner. And the old me would have flipped out because diners aren't really my scene. I'm not really a burger and fries gal. But again, I just thought, you know, I'm in trust mode here. So off we went. Turns out the food at the diner was delicious. They had one of my favorites, roasted vegetable panini. Yum. Got to love LA. And it was the end of a perfect, fantastic evening. So as we talk about travel stories, I just wanted to share that with you because you may know, if you've been listening for a while, that that's a long way from where I began. But the combination of being relaxed and present was awesome, and it created space to have a great time. And even if the event hadn't been as fabulous as that was, it's hard for me to think of an experience, an event, that being relaxed and present at wouldn't be better than freaking out about food. And yes, I will be telling you as soon as it's available where you can find the movie. Let's take a break now. When we come back, we'll carry on with travel tips to make you slim on the road. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Sabotage yourself every time you get started with a new weight loss program? Then perhaps it's time to sabotage your self-sabotage using a guided journey available at reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. reneemethod.com. And by the way, I've had to remove the Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook from sale. But something even better is in the works. A more comprehensive step-by-step program will be available as a book coming soon. I can't wait to share it with you. We're back now. We've been talking about road warrior travel tips for the naturally slender. And last episode, we went over the first two possible tips. One would be being super practical, as in making preparations so that you can have healthy food available to you so that you know that it will be available to you. Maybe packing some healthy snacks with you. For example, on my trip, I took a couple of healthy granola bars, some fruit, cheese and crackers. The second tip is the glorious, fabulous, ever-lovable redo and its kissing cousin, the pre-do. Rerunning, reliving experiences where you would like to behave in a different way next time, complete with, and of course you know this is the really important part, the feeling state, the way that you would feel that would allow you to behave the way that you want to behave. The feeling state is so important because even if you can't behave exactly as you imagine yourself behaving, being in that feeling state, say centered and relaxed, in my case of the example in LA, it was relaxed and present, that allows you to have flexibility in case things don't go as you planned, which, let's face it, in life, that often happens. And today I'd like to talk about another technique, technique number three, strategy number three, because let's say being on the road is a big old trigger for you. Maybe there's a particular situation on the road that's a big trigger, whether it's visiting family, that does it for most people, I might add, or being at a business dinner or a cocktail party or a business lunch. And let's just say you've done some redos on it and it's not working. You're still a long way from where you'd like to be. I have a client, for example, and she would go on business trips and it was party time because this company culture is the culture of go on a trip, go to a sales meeting, whatever meeting, and everybody drinks a huge amount of alcohol and eats and has a wild time. And you think, you know, I don't want to become Ms. Stick in the Mud, do I? I like to have a good time as much as anybody. And plus, I want to bond with people. I'm supposed to be bonding. We bond by partying together. So what's a good time girl to do? So as we unwrapped this, because a pre-do wasn't going to do it, a redo wasn't going to do it, this was a pattern and it was kind of ingrained. So what do? Throw in the towel and get another drink? I don't think so. Do we give up having a good time? No, we don't. But we want to find out what's the real driver here. Because if you're drinking to excess, If you're eating to excess, there's something in there driving it, and it is most likely something yucky, to use the technical term. It would be a yucky feeling. Yes, the dreaded yucky feeling, and the dreaded yucky feeling may be so far buried that you are completely unaware of it. This is generally the case, especially for the party types. Because why are they crazy party types? Because a long time ago, they decided to run away from the dreaded yucky feeling by consuming large volumes of stuff to stuff it down. I'm not saying always 100% of the time. I'm just saying that this is typically the case. When we go underneath, there's something yucky. Let's take the work context, since that's where we are. Typically, in a work context, what feelings do you think might come up? Feelings of worthlessness. A common one is a desperate fear that you'll be found out to be a fraud, that you aren't as competent as everyone thinks you are, you aren't as smart as everyone thinks you are. Or a fear of rejection, something kind of scary like that. And if we keep ourselves busy enough, eating and drinking, then we don't have to deal with it. And you must know what tool I'm going to recommend here. Actually, there are several that I could recommend. But let's talk about tapping, emotional freedom technique. Episodes, I think it's 39, 40, 41, teaches you how to do it. Tap. When you've got something deeper, tap on it. And if tapping on your own doesn't do it, get a friend. Recruit somebody to help guide you through it so that you can just tap and they can suggest what you say. Even though I'm so afraid that if I don't eat and drink to excess at these functions, I'll be rejected or I'll be miserable, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. You can start there, you can start anywhere. Even though I'm compelled to overeat at these functions, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. Now, even though it may be scary and it may be daunting, imagine what it would be like if you were relaxed and present and naturally slender at your next travel event. And not just the next one, but all the next ones on into the future. How big a difference would that make? Gets me all excited just thinking about it. And that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. And on that note, I realize I have not reminded you in quite a long time about the Yahoo group dedicated to Inside Out Weight Loss. Now, talk about a group of cool people. The Yahoo group is that. Why would you want to join the Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group? Because research clearly shows that by sharing your journey with others, by creating your own support group, the probability of your success goes up dramatically. And on the Yahoo group, that's where you can connect with other like-minded people. You can also go talk to your sister, your best friend from high school or college, people that you know, and tell them about this program so that you can do it together. This is the secret sauce to your success, community support. How do you find the Yahoo group? If you go to my blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, you'll find a link on the right-hand side of the page. You can also go to groups.yahoo.com and put in Inside Out Weight Loss. This group is run by volunteer listeners who only let in those who are real listeners. So the group is delightfully spam-free thanks to these generous and dedicated moderators. So you know it's a safe place. That's personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. And as you may know, that Renee is on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.